This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The External Affairs Ministry today said India continues to remain engaged with the US side on finalizing a trade deal. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both sides are continuing to hold discussions on the issue. He also said the Indian side is studying the implications of the recent US sanctions on Russian oil companies. He said New Delhi's decisions naturally take into account the evolving dynamics of the global market. He stated that India's position on the larger question of energy sourcing is well known and the country is guided by the imperative to secure affordable energy from diverse sources to meet the energy security needs of 1.4 billion people. Replying to a question on Pakistan-Afghanistan, the spokesperson pointed out that Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories.
Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories. Pakistan seems to think that it has the right to practice cross-border terrorism with impunity. Its neighbors find it unacceptable. India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
Replying to another query, Mr. Jaiswal stressed that India stands ready to support Afghanistan in its sustainable water management, including on hydroelectric projects. He said there is a history of cooperation, including the Salma Dam in Herat province. On Quad, Mr. Jaiswal said Quad is a valuable forum for discussion on shared interests in a number of areas. He emphasized that any leaders' summit is scheduled through diplomatic consultations among the four partners. Campaigning for the Bihar Assembly elections has intensified ahead of the first phase of polls. NDA and Mahagathbandhan are levelling charges against each other and making every possible effort to woo the voters. Addressing an election rally in Muzaffarpur, Bihar, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said NDA is committed to ensure ample opportunities in education, healthcare and irrigation sectors for the people of Bihar. He said the government will take steps to stop migration from Bihar and create enough employment opportunities in the state.
Bihar ka gaurav aur badhana, Bihar ki mithi boli, Bihar ki sanskruti, ise duniya ke kone kone mein le jana, Bihar ka vikas karna, NDA Bhajpa ki ye sabse badi prathmikta hai. आज विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए भी बिहार का विकसित होना बहुत जरूरी है.
Accusing opposition RJD and Congress of misrule in Bihar during their tenure, Mr. Modi alleged that corruption was rampant and the state witnessed no development in their regime. He also criticized the RJD and Congress for making adverse remarks on Chhath festival. He said people of Bihar will not tolerate this insult. On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan chief ministerial face Tejaswi Yadav alleged that political parties exploit Bihar for votes and establish industries in Gujarat, keeping Bihar captive. He asked the people of Bihar to unite and prevent these parties from returning to power.
Bihar ko Bihar ka lali chalayega.
Only the son of Bihar will run Bihar, not any outsider. And we appeal to all the people of Bihar, this is an opportunity to build Bihar. If these people come back, Bihar will go further back.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is poised to become a major maritime hub, offering not only connectivity but value-added services, green shipping initiatives and industry-friendly policy frameworks. The Prime Minister said this while sharing his thoughts in a social media post on the country's emergence as a leading destination for investment in the maritime sector. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reached Kuala Lumpur on a two-day visit to Malaysia today to attend the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers meeting. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia were 260-5 in 41 overs against India in the second semi-final at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.